I've flown drones commercially for over 8 years and logged over 500 flight hours, but there are still gotchas that even the most experienced drone pilot will encounter. Here are the top 5 drone mission gotchas. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Do You Know Drones micro podcast. If we're just meeting, my name is Jason Sanssouci. I'm a drone scientist on a mission to edutain the drone industry through education, reviews, tutorials, and interviews. A few weeks ago, I hosted a panel on Clubhouse with many industry professionals and enthusiasts. We shared some embarrassing stories of how even the most prepared drone pilot can be fooled by their equipment and environments. Here are the top 5 drone mission gotchas. Number 1, do not disturb mode. Being able to fly most drones through an app on our phone is extremely convenient, but it can also lead to unintended problems. This has definitely happened to me before. I'm framing up the perfect shot and someone calls me. I spend the next several seconds getting back into the app, reorienting myself to what I was trying to capture, and may have missed a critical moment like the perfect sun angle for a sunset shot. How frustrating. Don't let this happen to you. Turn on Do Not Disturb mode on your phone or fly with a network disconnected device. Number 2, the multitasking pilot. Drone pilots in command are in charge of every aspect of a drone mission and are held accountable if something goes wrong. I've seen more than a few drone pilots trying to do too much at once, even for simple mapping missions. Flying a drone is much harder than chewing gum and walking at the same time. Most complex drone operations require not only a pilot, but also a visual observer and sometimes a separate sensor operator. This crew complement frees up the pilot to concentrate on only one thing, flying the drone. Number 3. Battery issues. Story time. We were test flying several brand new DJI M210s for a client before we shipped them. The first drone took off, we elevated to 100 feet, and then the drone just dropped out of the sky. Total loss. We figured that had to be a fluke, so we pre-flighted the second drone, took off, elevated, flew manually for a few minutes, and then it dropped out of the sky again. No longer a fluke. We rechecked our pre-flight, called DJI, and discovered that there was a recent battery firmware update that was causing this issue. Lesson learned. Double check all updates, controller, drone, battery, airspace, etc. before flying, even if the drone is brand new out of the box. Number 4, terrain awareness. Did you know that most drones are not aware of the terrain and obstacles in the mission area? When you turn on a GPS-enabled drone, it will set the home point as the 0-foot altitude AGL, or above ground level. So if you're flying a mapping mission at 400 feet and the total elevation gain is 600 feet within the mission area, then you have a good chance of running the drone directly into the ground, or at least into a nearby tree or other elevated obstacle. Luckily, some mapping software allows you to use a digital elevation model to maintain a consistent altitude above the terrain. Not only to avoid running into something, but also to produce a mapping product with a consistent pixel size or spatial resolution. 5, airspace awareness. Knowing where you can fly a drone legally is a popular topic. Some drones won't even allow you to take off without proper authorization and an unlock key. Some of those same drones will let you take off as long as you check a few boxes on the app, taking full responsibility for the flight. This gotcha will get into a lot of trouble if you don't take the time to pre-plan the mission. Always check before you fly to verify it is safe to fly or not. So how many of these gotchas have you experienced? Thanks for listening to the Do You Know Drones micro podcast. Fly safe and have a great week.